The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I think it's great for our fans, you know, to be able to have games on Christmas, a day where you're able to share.
Wade finds James! Wrap that and put it under your Christmas tree.
I'm just trying to do my part and show them a little bit of my Christmas spirit.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy.
Should be a special day. With that, we welcome you back to Get Up, coming to you live, as always, from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Greeny here, and we are jam-packed, and it begins, of course, on Christmas Day with the NBA. We got five games coming your way, and you see the countdown. They tip off in a little less than 3 hours with Zion and the Pelicans getting the day started as they visit the defending East Conference champion, Heat, Miami, and NBA best 10-2 all-time on Christmas, including seven straight wins. Next matchup, Warriors, Bucks, featuring the last two players to win consecutive MVPs in Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo. After that one, we've got the Nets and the Celtics. Kyrie Irving making his official return to Boston. Brooklyn looked dominant in its opener on Tuesday night, cruising to a 26-point win over the Warriors. LeBron takes center stage with the Lakers against Luka and the Mavs. This is the 14th straight season that LeBron will be playing in Christmas, tying Kobe for the longest streak in NBA history. And then close out the night, Clippers, Nuggets, a rematch of last year's playoffs where Denver came from 3-1 down to stun the Clippers and move on in the West Conference playoffs. That was last year. We'll see what happens tonight. And it is a Christmas tradition unlike any other. The one, the only, Santa Rose has joined us. A very Merry Christmas, Jalen. You look outstanding.
That's mutual, my brother. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you. We look a little different today from each other. Now, we saw earlier you were fiddling with that. Where did you wind up putting the microphone on the Christmas onesie?
So I just not realized something when I was preparing to do the show, trying to be a highly trained professional. It's really tough to place a mic on a onesie, you know? So I had to kind of close the camera and kind of take it up through the ankle, Greeny, you know? Kind of like I had to take it up through here, you know? It was crazy, but I even got the shoes and everything, man. I'm in the Christmas spirit for sure, man. You know, I even got a pedicure yesterday. Look at this, like a baby's bottom. Look at this for the holiday.
That is not the way America expected to wake up on Christmas Day with a good look at a very handsome man's
wake
feet.
Up, okay, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Let's go through today's games in the order they'll be played, and you tell us what gift the NBA has given us in each of these. And let's start with the Pelicans and the Heat. What is the Christmas gift that we will receive from that game today?
Thank you, Commissioner Silver, for delivering a champion in the bubble last year, getting us NBA basketball. And the first game I'm looking forward to is Zion Williamson. Remember this freak athlete that we were talking about at Duke University, Greeny? Got to the league, dealt with some injuries, had some minutes restrictions. However, he was a point a minute. This dude averaged around 25 points. He's going to be outstanding under Stan Van Gundy, running alongside his all-star partner from last year, Brandon Ingram.
I'm going to ask you one question per each one of these, and my question for you is this. If Zion is healthy all year and is not on a minutes restriction, when we get to the end of the season, will he be in the MVP conversation? Will he be that good?
Not in the MVP conversation. I'm going to tell you the conversation he will be in, though. The playoff play-in conversation. Mm. You know those final four teams to get a chance to play for those last two spots? He'll be in that conversation.
Okay, fair enough. Next game is Warriors-Bucks. What is the Christmas gift you were looking for in that game?
So starting the day, Greeny, I want to see Steph Curry become that guy that took the world by storm and lead these Golden State Warriors to the playoffs without his splash brother, Klay Thompson. When KD left OKC, Russ was able to do that. Since Dame has been in Portland, he's been able to do that. I anticipate Steph Curry being healthy this year and him being able to play back at an all-NBA caliber level.
Okay, that actually answered my question on that. So let me skip to the next one, which I think is the most intriguing game of the day. Nets, Celtics, what gift are you looking for in that game?
Wow, dynamic duels on both sides and the level of relevancy that we now have in New York watching quality basketball in Brooklyn, led by KD, who's coming back from an Achilles injury, and Kyrie Irving. Two of the best scorers, isolation players we have in the league. So many oohs, so many ahs, so many opportunities to get these guys to make plays for their team. And on the other side, a dynamic young duo in Jason Tatum, who just hit a game-winning shot off the glass, and Jaylen Brown, who will be all NBA defense. Just look at these dynamic duels we have going in the league. Boston has done a terrific job of building talent through the draft. I just hope that they can get some production from the five spot with Tristan Thompson, et cetera, to give these guys some balance, because they're going to be terrific on the perimeter.
If I told you this was a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston and Brooklyn, would you agree or disagree?
I wouldn't be mad at it at all, Greeny. Here's the thing about the East being so very wide open since LeBron left. Kawhi goes to Toronto, they win the East. Jimmy Butler goes to the Heat, they win the East. So now a couple of teams that have been left at the altar. The Sixers, the Celtics, and the Bucks have been left at the altar. It's up to those teams to see if they can get over the top. We're going to include the Nets in that conversation, even though Kevin Durant is coming off a major Achilles injury.
All right, Jalen, the next game, obviously a huge spotlight on the big stars. Mavericks, Lakers, what gift are we looking for in that game?
Oh, LeBron versus Luka. No question about it. So LeBron James is still playing at an elite level. The Lakers got better this offseason. Anthony Davis is going to be outstanding. He's improved his three-point shot. You add Schroeder, you add Montrezl Harrell. The Lakers are loaded. They are the clear-cut favorite to win it all. But Luka is outstanding last season, Greeny. He took that all-NBA, top 10 players in the game type of leap. He's going to be flirting with 25 to 30 points, double-figure dimes. Yes, he's going to have a lot of triple-doubles. He's a smart player, a terrific passer. No Kristaps Porzingis, however, which that's going to give the Lakers clear pole position. But Luka Doncic, if you have not seen him play, he's a wizard with the basketball.
No question. All right, one more. The nightcap tonight, Clippers, Nuggets. What are we looking for?
Paul George, because during this pandemic, I've seen a lot of people assassinate his character and call him Pandemic P and joke that he was Playoff P, and he wasn't getting it done on that side. But on the other side, my guy, the Joker. Did you see the numbers he put up in the first game, Greeny? Mm-hmm. 20-plus points, 14, 15 rebounds and dimes. The Denver Nuggets beat the Clippers last year after trailing 3-1. This is going to be a great nightcapper tonight. The Clippers and the Nuggets.
Going to be a terrific day of basketball, and there's no better way to start it than with you. My friend, a very Merry Christmas to you and Molly and your whole family. I can't wait to see you. Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Merry Christmas to you, Stacy, and the family as well. And big shout out to all of our Get Up teammates. We appreciate the love.
Just the best. All right. You know, we also have the NFL on this Christmas Day. Vikings and Saints late this afternoon. New Orleans trying to stay in contention for the number one overall seed in the conference. Vikings will be eliminated with a loss. So with everything in the world riding on it tonight, my football crew this morning, Mike Tannenbaum and Bart Scott, let's just do game picks here because Jalen's feet took up a lot more time than we expected. So let us go. Tannenbaum, you are first up. Who wins tonight, Vikings and Saints?
I got to go with the Saints. I think Drew Brees is too prideful. I think he'll play better. And Minnesota has struggled in two areas this season. They've given up a ton of points, and they've turned the ball over way too much. I expect both those things to happen. I'm going with the Saints.
What do you think, Bart?
Well, I think it's time. Let's see if it's a market correction for Justin Jefferson. I'm going against Marcus Lattimore. That's going to be an exciting matchup, as he's been as advertised. But I just think that at the end of the day, the Saints are going to be just a little bit too much. I hope they lean on that running game with Kamara, and you think about them giving up 199 yards to David Montgomery last week.
You know, I'm going to go the other way on the Vikings, if only to be a contrarian, but also I just am not ready to rule that team out. I think it has been such a disappointing season, all things considered, from a Vikings team that I just felt like should have been better from the very beginning. I think that they sort of keep themselves kicking with a surprising win today and send New Orleans into something of a panic going down the final stretch of the season. We'll see what winds up happening there. Meanwhile, I can tell you what's going to happen as we continue here. Is it championship or bust for KD and the Nets? Plus, which team has the best chance to beat the Lakers out west? Stephen A. Smith will answer those questions and more as he joins us a little bit later. And then one of the biggest quarter questions of the entire offseason, what will the Jets do with Sam Darnold? We will ask their former general manager, Mike Tannenbaum, the answer to that as we roll on with you. It is a Merry Christmas from all of us at Get Up on ESPN.
I'm Kawhi Leonard.
Good morning. I'm Paul George.
Little step back three on its way and good. What a second half for Paul George.
You're watching Get Up and you're watching Get Up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. We're back on Get Up, and let's play a little game of quarterback keep or move on. Mike Tannenbaum in San Francisco is where we begin. Jimmy Garoppolo, should they keep him or should they move on?
They should move on. He's 29 years old, Greeny. He had a chance to show greatness a year ago, and he's not going to get him to where they want to go. I can see him going to New Orleans. He's a great fit in Sean Payne's offense. Let him compete with Taysom Hill. And if I'm the 49ers, I draft Zach Wilson from BYU, a younger, more athletic Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's an interesting one there. Bart, I'll come to you next. Chicago, Mitchell Trubisky playing better lately. Keep him or move on?
They try to move on from bringing Nick Foles in. I think he's held his team back. He's been the reason why this team hasn't been able to have, you know, to be able to achieve the things that they was aspiring to do after making the Khalil Mack trade. To me, I believe he reminds me a lot of little Blake Bortles, a lot of Blaine Gabbert. I think he's a backup at best in this league.
Okay, fair enough. So Chicago's got some work to do. And then Mr. T, our former team, or your former team, Sam Darnold, keep him or move on?
I sort of keep him, but I keep him with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston is only 26 years old. He started 70 games. I would keep Sam, but I would have him compete with a veteran like Jameis Winston and let the best player play.
That's an interesting possibility. There's so much to unpack about that. Let me start with this. This is, of course, assuming that the Jets do not wind up in a position to draft Trevor Lawrence. Is your commentary here based at least in part on what you think of Justin Fields, who has been the presumptive number two quarterback in this draft all along?
Absolutely. And Greeny, when you look at the last couple of weeks, he's really struggled against Indiana and your Northwestern team because he hasn't been playing at a consistently high level. And if you look at what Sam Darnold could do, and specifically, let's look at the Cleveland Browns. They bring in Jack Conklin. They draft Jedrick Wills. Baker Mayfield plays a lot better. Wouldn't you love to see Sam Darnold with Mekhi Becton, an outstanding pick this year? Pair him with Penei Sewell from Oregon, have your bookend tackles, maybe add another receiver, bring back your young skill players, and see what you have with Sam Darnold. That may be a better option if you're the Jets than Justin Fields, especially given Fields' inconsistencies of late.
Yeah, it's interesting because Fields, it feels to me like, Mike, and you know this process better than anybody, he's the guy everyone's going to fall in love with. Once they stop playing games and they start actually just, you know, looking at all of the measurables, everyone is going to fall in love with Fields. Am I right?
Absolutely. But again, he struggled against really good defenses in Indiana. And you, look, you know Northwestern better than everybody. He wasn't great in that game. He wasn't dominant, and that's going to be the big question mark. He's a big physical guy who has all the tools. And the other question teams are going to ask is this, Greeny. How come he cannot win the job at Georgia? Jacob Fromm is a backup for the Buffalo Bills. He doesn't have a high ceiling. So Justin Fields had a transfer to play at Ohio State, and he's shown flashes of greatness, but there are some question marks.
Yeah, there's no question there are question marks. Again, I believe he's a guy that as the process goes forward, people are going to talk themselves into him rather than out of him. Meanwhile, Bark, let's go back to the previous thought. Do you believe that Sam Darnold is the best option for the Jets going forward if indeed Trevor Lawrence is not one?
Absolutely do. He's only 23 years old. And out of all the quarterbacks out of that draft class, I think that he's had, outside of Josh Rosen, has had the toughest road. He hasn't really been given the weapons to succeed. He doesn't have a number one receiver. We think that Mims can be somebody that can really, you know, mature to a number one receiver. They have to go out and get him a guy like Allen Robinson, somebody that can separate and be able to make plays down the field. Go out and get Zach Ertz. And I'm going to one up, you know, Uncle Tannenbaum. I'm going to say go get him a mean, nasty guard like he once did by going to get Alan Faneca. Go get Brandon Sheriff from Washington, and now you make that offensive line nasty. You give Sam Darnold opportunity to burp the baby a little bit, and now you can do a little ground and pound and throwing the ball over the top, but giving him somebody who can work the middle of field like Zach Ertz. The fact that we know that Philadelphia is going to be about $64 million over the cap, he's a guy that can be got, and he can be a quarterback's best friend.
Quick final thought. Go ahead, Mike.
Greeny, I thought we were on ESPN today. I thought Bart had a contractual obligation to, when he noted any offensive lineman that I acquired, that it would have to be Damian Woody and not Alan Faneca. Maybe we're on the wrong show here.
That's very well put. All right, so it's going to be very interesting. There's going to be a game of quarterback musical chairs that is going to run through this offseason. We'll see whether Sam Darnold winds up with a starting seat when it's all said and done. Meanwhile, this is Christmas Day, and that means we've got, among other things, a special present for you. It's the Camellia Bowl, Marshall taking on Buffalo. That's 2:30 Eastern on ESPN and on the ESPN app. Coming up, don't miss Woody Claus. Which NFL teams are getting a lump of coal from Damian Woody? You will find out as he joins us in just a moment. Plus, the two most important players in the AFC who could knock Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City right out of the playoffs. We'll tell you who they are coming up. Get up on ESPN.
7 days to the college football playoff semifinals. New Year's Day on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, we are back on Get Up, and Mike Tannenbaum, I'm going to ask you, who wore it better? We got Adam Schefter, and we got Jalen Rose, both in their Christmas best. Who do you think wore it best?
We got to go with Jalen. Anybody that can put a microphone up through their ankle, we got to go with him. Look, I know Schefty well. If he had to do that, he may have tore a hamstring, so we got to go with Jalen.
Yes, Jalen's wardrobe malfunction today was putting a microphone on a onesie. Coming up, is it championship or bust for KD and the Nets? Plus, which team has the best chance to beat the Lakers out west? Stephen A. answers to those questions and more. Next, Get Up, ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
We got basketball coming your way. Zion and the Pelicans tipping off in 2.5 hours here on ESPN, taking on the Heat. Zion's first Christmas Day action. Oh, he's got the Duke sweatshirt working today as he gets set to take center stage in the first of our 5 games today. And First Take will take you right up to tip-off. And here he is, Stephen A. Smith, getting ready to go. Merry Christmas, my friends. Great to see you.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Let me start, though, with something that has been less than the best story in the NBA this past week, and that is the James Harden situation, because as we get this season underway, it feels to me like the most important thing remains: when is James Harden going to get traded and where? So what is your sense after the fine and the suspension and everything else of where things stand right now with the possibility of Harden getting moved?
Well, I think that we have to take into consideration what James Harden is trying to do here. The fact of the matter is he wants out of Houston, plain and simple. He no longer wants to be a Houston Rocket. That's really what this comes down to. And from the moment that he alerted them that he would like to be moved to Brooklyn, obviously the initial reaction was, hell no, we're not letting go of a guy that's averaged over 30 the last 3 years, one of the most prolific scorers this game has ever seen. But evidently they entertained phone calls and things of that nature, and they're not hearing the kind of offers that they want to hear. I'm sure that they've alerted James Harden about that, and as a result has given him the impression that obviously we're not going to let you go for close to nothing. We want equitable compensation. And since that's not being offered, you know, in other words, they're saying to him, you're going to be stuck here. James Harden, in response, in my opinion, has just basically gone about the business of doing whatever he can to alert the world that he wants out. James Harden is a professional. Yeah, you've heard the reports about the tardiness and things of that nature. Let's take into consideration the fact that the man never engages in load management. He's always playing over 35 minutes a night. He's always dependable. He shows up game night. He's always ready to ball. He doesn't like taking time off. Doesn't even like coming out of the game. Night in, night out, he's played through injuries and everything like that. So this is a guy that's a baller that wants to play. Why would he all of a sudden do this? The only thing that makes sense is the fact that he wants to be disruptive because he wants to force his way out of Houston, because he recognizes just being professional and towing the company line ain't gonna get him out of H-Town. In my opinion, that's what this is about. That's why you've seen some of the things that you've seen from him. He's trying to force his way out of Houston, and ultimately they will have to capitulate in some way, even though he's under contract for the next 2 years, because you can't have this kind of distraction going on throughout the season, particularly with a first-time head coach in Steven Silas at the helm. You're not giving him a fair shot. They know that. They're just trying to get the equitable compensation they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm with you completely. I said on the radio the day this all started, they've already traded him. They just don't know it yet. It's just a question of where he winds up and how it winds up going down. Okay,
yes.
So let's turn our attention to the league big picture, because we sometimes call Christmas Day the beginning of the NBA season. Well, in this case, it practically is. It just started this week. So let me start in the West. The Lakers are everybody's favorite. So if I put the question to you this way, if it's not going to be the Lakers in the West, who is it going to be?
Or it's going to be the Clippers if it's not going to be the Lakers. And don't get me wrong, it's going to be the Lakers. But the Clippers have the best shot of knocking them off. I understand Dallas, once Porzingis get back, is a formidable threat. Portland can't be ignored. We get all of that. And since Klay Thompson is not in Golden State, we don't really have to worry about them challenging for the chip this year. But I think you have to look at the Clippers not just from the standpoint of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George as players. even with Ty Lue as the new coach. Lue Williams and those boys can still play. Serge Ibaka was a big-time pickup. But let's consider the level of motivation that the Clippers had. They completely wet the bed in Game 7. I'm talking about Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Paul George had 26 and 33 in Games 5 and 6, respectively. Kawhi showed up in those games as well, but they were MIA in a Game 7. A lot of people are looking at Paul George and saying he's got to step up, he's got to play better. Fair enough, but I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard. Yes, you're a two-time champion with a two-time NBA Finals MVP, but last year was the first time that you were in the eye of the storm. You were the legitimate face of a franchise. You had your New Balance commercials. You were driving in your car with a King's crown dangling from your car mirror. You had LA signs basically giving the indication a new king has arrived in town. I'm here to take over LeBron's spot and all of that stuff. And then you give up a 3-1 lead and wet the bed in a Game 7. Hell no, we ain't going for that. Kawhi Leonard's got to show up. I believe that he's a great player, one of the top five players in the game, so he will show up. And as a result, with his supplementary parts, I think that makes them the most formidable threat to the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not dismissing the Denver Nuggets because we can't ignore Jamal Murray and the Joker and those boys. Please don't get me wrong. But Kawhi Leonard has got to show up. I think he knows it. I think Paul George knows it. As a matter of fact, he said so, and I consider them the number one threat to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I'm with you also on not sleeping on Denver, which is why as we look on our screen here, our analytics don't put Denver in the top four, and that surprises me. Let's go to the East, where it was a very good start, albeit just one game for KD and Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets. What are your expectations for them this season?
Trip to the finals. Listen, when Kevin Durant, if he's healthy, he's unstoppable. He's one of the greatest offensive forces we've ever seen, and he's incredibly efficient. And Kyrie Irving is just a showstopper. Let's just call it what it is. He is box office. You do walk through the turnstiles to see this brother put on the show. He's that spectacular. But Caris LeVert can ball, and he's going to be maybe the sixth man of the year. You've got Spencer Dinwiddie in that lineup. Joe Harris can shoot the ball. I love the pickup of Landry Shamet from the Clippers last year. He's there now, along with Jeff Green and Taurean Prince and these boys. They've got a deep team. They've got an athletic team. They've got some greyhounds. They've got shooters. The question about them is their defense and obviously their coaching, because this is Steve Nash's first year coaching ever on any level. But we respect him. We know what a savant he is on a basketball court. So the bottom line is you don't expect a drop-off in the coaching ranks when it comes to him. In the end, though, it comes down to the greatness of KD. We can look at the Greek Freak. We can look at the Ben Simmons, the Joel Embiids of the world. We can't ignore Miami. Jason Tatum is the real deal, along with Jaylen Brown. We get all of that. I don't think Boston is deep enough. And I think when you look at those other parts, none of them can shoot like Kevin Durant can, and none of them can stop Kevin Durant. Let's be very, very clear about that. When it's time to get buckets, Kevin Durant can do that against anyone on the planet Earth. And that's what I think will be the difference. And the Brooklyn Nets against the Los Angeles Lakers will be our NBA Finals in July.
That would be a dream scenario, obviously, when you have LeBron against KD and LeBron against Kyrie. That would be all we could ask for, but we obviously have a long way to go to get there. Stephen A., have a great show today. The best to you and everybody on the crew at First Take, and we will see you soon. Enjoy the hoops today.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much to all of y'all.
The great Stephen A. Smith. And again, they're coming up right after us. And then right after that, the basketball begins. Noon Eastern on ESPN, you get Pelicans Heat. Then on ABC, Warriors Bucks, Nets Celtics. Mavs Lakers comes up next. That's on ABC and ESPN. And then cap your night with the Clippers and the Nuggets wrapping it up tonight, 10:30 Eastern. All five amazing matchups also available on the ESPN app. It is Christmas Day, and that means the return here of Woody Claus, who was with us earlier today to give out some gifts to everyone who made his nice list. But now, everybody beware, because it's time to hand out some lumps of coal to everyone who made their way onto the naughty list. All right, Woody Claus, who are you giving your first lump of coal to this Christmas?
Yeah, you know, Woody Claus, hate giving coal out to, you know, in the naughty list, but I got to go with the Los Angeles Rams. You had the inside track at the NFC West. You're playing against an 0-13 team in the New York Jets, and you just totally slipped up and lost to a winless team. Your team played awful on Sunday, and so now Woody Claus got to give you a lump of coal as your Christmas gift.
Can I chime in on that? Can I throw a few extra in there when you consider the ramifications of that game? I don't know what role I can play in this, Woody Claus, but I'm all in on this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely chime in, Greg. There's a lot. Listen, we don't need to throw in the Jets, but if you want to chime in something, go ahead, right ahead.
Whatever is worse than a lump of coal, that's what I'd like to contribute. Okay, who gets you a second? Who is next on the naughty list, Woody Claus?
Yes, the next team is the Houston Texans, and they've been really naughty by dealing away DeAndre Hopkins, the best wide receiver in the National Football League, to the Arizona Cardinals. Look what you did to my man Deshaun Watson. I mean, even now Deshaun Watson is playing at a crazy high level. Imagine what he could be this year with DeAndre Hopkins still on the team. And you deal away draft picks, leaving the cupboard bare for the Houston Texans. Shame on you, Texans. And I got to give you a lump of coal this year for the moves that you've made.
You get no argument out of me. Woody Claus, a very, very Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family. Thanks.
Same to you.
And as we continue more football, the two players who could knock Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City out of the Super Bowl, we will identify them. And then, of course, the player who will take center stage in just a few hours. Again, Zion is in the house. Pelicans and Heat coming your way in 2 hours and 20 minutes right here on ESPN.
Good morning. I'm Zion Williamson.
Here's one of one in NBA history, like a man amongst boys.
And you're watching Get Up.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Get Up is brought to you by Geico. You could save even more by bundling home and car insurance. That is the building in which we work, and we welcome you back to our studios here. Greeny with you until the top of the hour. We're with you commercial-free for the next 16 minutes. That's when First Take will take over. But as we wanted to do on this Christmas Day, take a look back over what has been an extraordinary year in this country for sports and well beyond sports. And we hope we've been able to provide a few laughs along the way. Let's take a look back.
Happy New Year, Happy New Decade.
Get up, man.
Get up.
There is no better show right now.
You said it.
Fair enough.
Yes.
I said it.
Big Trust woo-woo.
Is Mike Greenberg wearing pants?
All I can say is this. Wouldn't you like to know? We have assembled an extraordinary collection of acumen and analysis.
And they will.
He has no idea what he's
saying. Stand your roll.
Stop collaborating. Listen.
What grade is this?
I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello.
Baker Mayfield, the quarterback of the Browns here.
Alex Rodriguez, the great Jack Nicklaus. Tyreek Hill.
I'm calling you out, sir.
The one and only Ben Affleck is in our studio.
Baker, we might as well get it over with, you know, just beat the hell out of each other.
I can tell you Deflategate was bull.
Young fella, calm down.
Joe Burrow is going to be the number one pick in this upcoming draft.
Is Chicago a playoff team in the NFC?
Hell no.
Marcus Spears says, hell no.
That's pretty daggum solid.
Do you expect the Buccaneers offense with Tom Brady at quarterback to be great?
No.
You out of your damn mind.
It's Tom Brady.
No risky, no bisky, well, no cluey.
There is no reason to think that the Cowboys won't be one of the top 5 teams.
Rex, how fast is Henry Ruggs?
He's pretty fast.
He's not the best analyst in the business for nothing, folks.
I respect Greeny, and I get sad for him when he comes on here and says ridiculous things.
There are 3 potential outcomes in a football game.
No, duh. If you go for the tie, it's actually better than a loss, and I don't know why these guys can't understand me.
Like most geniuses, I won't be fully appreciated until long after my time.
Ho, ho, ho! You're high.
Arr.
I am Cash Money.
Go to the basketball booth.
Bro, you was tripping.
You know what I'm talking about.
Look at the smoothie.
What the hell is Mike doing?
A very large man is going to smash tiny helmets.
Greeny, you hit the table. You missed the whole thing. You hit the table. Greeny.
Oh. I can watch that all day long.
Wait. The Eagles still got that tie, and they're still going
to
win.
Outstanding. There's really nothing to add. That is as good as it gets. I so wanted the Eagles to win the division because of the tie, but we hope that you have enjoyed getting up with us this morning. We cannot express how much we appreciate all the days that you have chosen to do so. And again, we're with you for the next 13 minutes commercial free, and that is when a special Christmas Day edition of First Take will follow us. Stephen A. and Max and Molly will get you ready for all the basketball today. They'll be joined by Doc Rivers and Mark Cuban. It is First Take. They are about 13 minutes away here on ESPN. We're with you commercial free until then. And we will come back to the Chiefs because as of right now, the road through the AFC playoffs go through Arrowhead Stadium. The defending champs actually have a chance to wrap up home field advantage this weekend with a win against the Falcons. And there is every reason to think that the defending champs are headed back. They'll be the one seed. They'll have a bye that no one else will have and everything else. But Mike T., you sort of got us all interested when you said there are two players in the AFC that you could see knocking Kansas City out of the playoffs. Who are they?
Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. In a one-game season, each one of those players can completely take the game over. Look at Lamar Jackson the other night when he goes against Cleveland, comes out of the locker room, 4th and 5, hits Hollywood Brown, game over, essentially. A couple of things happen along the way, but he can make plays that nobody else can. You can defend him, but all these off-schedule plays, he can just take the game over all by himself. And when you look at Derrick Henry, it goes back to those great Jet teams that we had, what Rex Ryan used to say, Greeny, which is, they know we're going to run it, we know we're going to run it, and they still can't stop us. And I think that's what's going to keep Steve Spagnuolo up at night, the defense coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, which is Derrick Henry controlling the line of scrimmage, time of possession, and limiting Patrick Mahomes maybe to 5 or 6 possessions. So Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, those are the two players that could send Kansas City home.
All right now, the Titans still battling to try and win that AFC South. The Ravens, as we speak, are actually on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. They will need some help to get there. Bart, which one of those are you buying more than the other? If you're Kansas City, you're more worried about Lamar or you're more worried about King Henry?
I'm more worried about King Henry because I think he opens the passing game. But I think sometimes we forget that when you think about Derrick Henry and his dominance, he's getting stronger as everybody else is getting weaker. This is a battle of attrition. And when the weather gets cold and those shoulder pads stiffen up, guys are making business decisions. He's a guy that really wears you down in the third and fourth quarter. Lamar Jackson doesn't get stronger as the game goes on. And listen, I think we have to put an asterisk about Lamar Jackson and his return and how great he's been. He's basically had 3 homecoming games or 2 homecoming games going against Jacksonville or going against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I appreciate what he was able to do against Cleveland, but that's big brother smacking up on little brother. When you think about what the Titans have maybe returning to the scene of the crime, you know, remember, he has 2,000-yard receivers. A.J. Davis and Brown is going to be 1,000-yard receivers. So I think that is a different level of dimension that maybe Lamar Jackson can add.
Wow, I tell you what, the folks in Baltimore are so upset they just messed with your camera because you are the former Raven and here you are questioning the greatness of Lamar. So I just want to make sure in the 1 minute that I have left for this, you are not totally buying in on Lamar, big picture, long term, everything else, all kit and caboodle in Baltimore.
Well, I think they just have to go out and get him a number one receiver. And I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of people out there that they can sign. You know, maybe they can get Allen Robinson. Maybe they can go out and get Godwin. Maybe they can go out and address that position. But until you do that in Hollywood Brown and Dez Bryant with an old Achilles is your number one or number two, the guy you're going to, you're not going to win many games, especially when you talk about going on a 3-game winning streak to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, there do seem to be some question marks there. Again, the Ravens, they have to win out, and they still need a little help to beat out Miami for the final playoff spot in the AFC, while the Titans are battling it down the stretch these last 2 weeks against Indy to try and win the AFC South. Next order of business, and seems very appropriate on this Christmas Day, a feature that we are calling O Tannenbaum, as you are going to give us, our former general manager here, Mike Tannenbaum, your biggest quarterback carousel move that we will see during this offseason. O Tannenbaum, the floor is yours.
Carson Wentz is going to leave the Philadelphia Eagles after the season, and he's going to go to none other than the New England Patriots. And what a gift that's going to be for the New England Patriots. Greeny, he's going to be 28 years old next season. And when you think about what he's done, he's been a starter since 2016. He's thrown 33 touchdowns in a single season. And if he's healthy and he's confident, Bill Belichick may have his quarterback for the next 10 years. It didn't work out with Cam Newton, a move that I liked. It just didn't work out. But boy, what a gift that could be. Carson Wentz to the Patriots, rejuvenated, healthy, look out. They could get back to the AFC East real quick.
Well, it's fascinating in so many ways. And to make it clear, earlier in this program, you broke down a way that they could actually make that work with the money. It would involve Carson Wentz giving money back to the Eagles and then that being made whole on the other side of that by New England. Let's just live in a world where financially they can make that work. You worked with Bill Belichick for a long time. You've been known to sauna with the man. You're telling us that Carson Wentz is the quarterback that he would like. The skill set that Carson Wentz has is what Belichick would want.
Greeny, if you study Coach Belichick over the last 25 years, he wants big, physical, strong, smart quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, when healthy, when confident, checks those boxes. The offense could look really similar to what they did with Tom Brady because he's a full field quarterback. He has really good arm strength. Again, it's about getting his confidence back, and that's what he lost in Philadelphia, and nobody could build that up better than Coach Belichick. They got to solidify the offensive line. But boy, I think that would be a great match for both Carson Wentz and the Patriots.
That would be a fascinating way for this thing to play out. Bart Scott, you're shaking your head. You're not buying it?
If I'm Carson Wentz, why would I want to go there with a project where I have to rebuild my offensive line and have a lot of question marks at receiver when I can go have a reunion with the guy who I played the best with? And Frank Wright, you think about how many times this guy's been hit. 50 sacks this year. You know, you look at Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, he's been sacked 14 times. So you put Carson Wentz, a mobile quarterback, inside of that, you know, behind that great offensive line, you have an opportunity for him to get back to that MVP level. They have a young running back, they have young weapons on the outside, and I think him going back to a comfortable, familiar offense will allow him to make a smooth transition. And when you think about that the Colts already have $40 million invested in their quarterback position, they'll actually be saving money with Carson Wentz coming at $38 million underneath the $40 they're spending between Jacoby Brissett and between Phillip Rivers.
It's a very interesting thought, actually. I should be reminded that it's really never been the same for Carson Wentz since Frank Reich left Philadelphia. He's now the head coach in Indy. We'll keep a close eye on all of that. Meanwhile, on this Christmas morning, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, Greeny, who's going to win all the NFL games this weekend? Well, the good news is this. I've picked them for you. Greeny's picks are brought to you by DraftKings, and they're coming your way in 3, 2, and 1. Bucks, Lions. Is Tampa going to get hot at the right time? Yes, and that time is the first quarter. They haven't scored in the first since November 15th. That changes here. Brady in a breeze, 33-16. Dolphins, Raiders. What has happened in Vegas? If it doesn't change, it won't stay in Vegas. And by it, I mean the players. John Gruden isn't going anywhere. Unfortunately, neither is his team. They've fallen and they won't get up. Tua takes it 27-17. Colts, Steelers, massive implications. I was the last man on Pittsburgh's ship, but I took in so much water Monday night I jumped off. Indy needs this one, and they get it, 23-20. Bears, Jags, if Matt Nagy hadn't been so eager to bench Mitch Trubisky, his team would be in the playoffs. Another big week against Trevor Lawrence's future franchise, 33-10 Chicago. Giants, Ravens, no matter who plays quarterback for New York, it won't be Lamar Jackson, and he looks unstoppable right now. Baltimore, going to be a tough out. They win here easily, 26-16. Rams, Seahawks, I take back every good word I've said about L.A. all season after that disgrace on Sunday. Russell racks up the dub, 26-24. Finally, Titans, Packers, Super Bowl preview, maybe. Don't sleep on Tennessee, but Aaron has everything to play for, and you can tell he smells it. Give me Green Bay to lock up the one seed, 28-27. That, to me, is the most interesting game of the entire NFL weekend. And Bart Scott, my linebacker friend, I've been waiting all week long to get your thoughts on this, because I made the point earlier this week that the one thing Green Bay has struggled all year long to do, the one thing that could be their biggest Achilles heel, is the one thing they could prove to the world they can do this Sunday. If they bottle up Derrick Henry, I'm not suggesting they have to hold him to 26 yards, but if they can contain Derrick Henry, then not only do I think they win this game, but I think Green Bay becomes the clear-cut team to beat in the NFC. Bart Scott, what do you think?
Now, we've seen teams along the lines get some liquid courage. I can remember the Indianapolis Colts that really couldn't stop the run, and then they got into the playoffs and they played out of their mind. But I just don't know if this Green Bay team has what it takes. They struggle against the run, and I don't think they have fundamentally what it takes or the play at inside linebacker. They've got all the weapons you want. They have two great pass rushers. They have a young draft pick in Rashawn Gary. They have a lockdown corner, maybe the best corner in the game right now is Zaire Alexander. They have Darnell Savage, but they don't have that heartbeat. And Mike T, you understand how important that heartbeat is. You had David Harris at the middle, making coming down and making big guys running games have to pay the price. I don't know if they have that. And if you don't have that, they don't have a heart. They don't have a soul. You got to have a heart if you're going to have an outstanding defense. And I know this kills Mike Pettine because he's had Ray Lewis at the middle. He's had David Harris. He's had that guy that was willing to step on the train tracks when a train is coming by. I don't know if Christian Kirksey has it in him, but we're going to find out.
What do you think, Mike T? The Packers, their ability to stop the run, is it the Achilles heel? Is it ultimately what keeps them out of the Super Bowl?
Yes, it is, and yes, it is. And let's look at this game through the lens of Mike Vrabel. He knows his vulnerability. That is a porous Tennessee defense. It's a porous Tennessee secondary. This is going back to the hey, and we can run the ball 4 yards or more, run it again. That's one less time that catch the ball. And Rodgers is going to get fucked watching this game because it is their Achilles heel. And if he can't get off the field defensively, it doesn't matter how great Aaron Rodgers is. He's going to be watching the game like we are. So I like Tennessee, and that is the biggest concern about Green Bay not getting to the Super Bowl, their inability to get off the field, especially against the run.
Well, I think there are a lot of us who watch the sport and have appreciated how great a player he has been for such a long time that would like to see Aaron Rodgers, especially after the way the organization handled their draft of last season, carry this team and get back to that place. Bart Scott, I see you shaking your head. Do you think he can do it? Aaron Rodgers, who might be the MVP of the league this year, can he take this team to the Super Bowl this season?
I think he can, but styles make fights. He's going to have to avoid a team with a great running game, and he's going to have to play out of his mind. I thought they should have even maybe looked at a guy like Kenny Stills, maybe just to add another threat down the field. And I think that they really let Aaron Rodgers down, in my opinion, at the front office, not really making sure that they build for him in the future.
All right, and so they do play a game with a team with a great running game this weekend. So let's make the official picks, if we can, on this game, which we look forward to on Sunday night. And I am taking the Packers. You heard it as I did it in the piece there. I think they win a very close game. I don't know that it means they shut down Derrick Henry, but I do think they find a way to win. Bart Scott, who wins, Packers-Titans?
Well, after talking about soul and heart, how can I not pick the Tennessee Titans after I just disrespected the entire secondary of Green Bay?
What do you think, Tannenbaum?
I got to break the tie. I'm going with my former teammate, Bart Scott. Sorry, Greeny, but too much Derrick Henry. Green Bay can't. I'm going with the Titans.
All right, listen, I have no problem with that whatsoever. As I've said many times this year, mine is that rare genius that will not be fully appreciated until long after my time. Thank both of you. Thank everybody who joined us to talk basketball today. And most importantly, again, on this Christmas Day, thank you, everyone who has gotten up and spent some time with us during this unprecedented, crazy year on ESPN. We are eternally grateful. It is a great basketball day. Doc Rivers is among the guests coming up on First Take as they join us next. First Take takes over for the next 2 hours, then a full day of basketball right here on ESPN. Merry Christmas.